Another edition of Scout and Route here on the Landry Football Podcast Network. Carolina heading to Seattle, and suddenly Seattle with some life in the NFC West as they look at San Francisco with their quarterback situation. They feel they've got a shot. They escaped, however, Los Angeles last week with a victory on Sunday, facing off against a Panther team. Should be a little easier, although I don't know how much. Not that Carolina is a walkover, but a home tilt against Sam Darnold and a mediocre defense. I think Seattle's got a really good chance here. And you might wonder what will happen if Kenneth Walker can't suit up in this game. Not overly concerned. I think DJ Dallas and the way they run the football downhill, talented, versatile enough to go toe-to-toe here and play very well. This Seattle team, you know, DJ Metcalf had a good day that closed out the Rams, as I mentioned. And I don't know that Carolina is much worse off than the Rams at this point, but Metcalf did most of his damage, against the Rams this past week. But it's Seattle's running game that I'm concerned a little bit more about. But 7-5, I think that this defense is still up and down, but they are a better looking team than Carolina at this point. But be wary. You know, they're at home. I think they take care of business, but be wary of this Carolina team. Not because Carolina is that good, but they're still showing a little fight. Seattle needs to play well to win it. I think they will play well. I think they will win it. We'll tell you a little bit more about this game, as well as all the other games, over at LandryFootball.com. Break it down for you. Get into more of the X's and O's in the personnel matchup. So make sure that you check us out there. Also, a reminder to check out the Landry Football Podcast Network, where you can get all of our football shows. Subscribe, like, and share so that you can catch all of our college and NFL shows. Now for the route to victory on this Panther-Seahawk game, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and this is the route to victory in betting Carolina at Seattle. This one's moved a lot. Opened at Seattle, -6 at home. It's now Carolina -3.5. Some fours out there as well if you're looking to pick up some points with Carolina. As for the total in this one, a little bit of movement there as well. We're sitting at 44, the movement up from the 43.5 from where it opened. Panthers 6-6 ATS, 2-3 ATS on the road. Seahawks 6-6 ATS, 3-2 at home. Under team for the Panthers, 8 of their 12 have gone under. Seahawks slightly over, 7 of their 12 have gone over. Between these two teams, the over has hit 6 straight in Seattle and 6 straight overall. Seahawks 4-1 run ATS at home in this series. Panthers over 5 straight road games versus teams with winning road records, or home records rather. Again, Panthers over 5 straight road games against teams with winning home records. Panthers 5-1 ATS in their last 6, but 1-6 ATS on turf and 1-5 to the under on turf surfaces, like we'll see in Seattle. Seattle overtrending here too, 4-1 after an ATS loss and over 4 straight at home, taking on teams with losing road records. 12 questionable for the Panthers, nothing on the marquee name side of things. Running back Kenneth Walker, the unbelievable rookie of the year favorite, questionable with an ankle. We've seen the movement here. A Seahawks short number at home, and I kind of like the Seahawks in this spot. -3.5, if you can still get it there. Mentioned some fours on the board. Carolina's a much better home team. Seattle's a tough place to play, traveling all the way across country. I think this one lines up for Seattle. I'm leaning over here as well. You know, defensively, both teams have given up some points here. 44 does feel a little low on the total, but more of a lean there. I do like the Seahawks minus the points and leaning over in this one. More from our Scout in the Road on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, and that's been our route to victory in betting Seattle and Carolina.